Wednesday, our common humanity. In the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi, we read in chapter 2, verse 10, "Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother? Why do we act against our brothers? Do we not have all the same Father in heaven?" Interesting question made by God, asked by him. The Apostle Paul, when he was in Athens and spoke to the philosophers there on the Areopag, he said, "And God," we read this in Acts 17, verse 26, "and God has made of one blood all nations of men." Adam and Eve. One blood. Out of this one blood, he made all the peoples on earth. So we are belonging together. We are one big family, aren't we? In the letter, in the epistle to the Romans, the one which was the most important epistle for Martin Luther, because in this letter he discovered how to become justified. And there we read in verse 23, in chapter 3, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, all." Verse 24, "being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Freely. Martin Luther said it was as if the doors of paradise were opened widely. Justified by grace. He couldn't believe it. Justified by grace. And this was the text he preached again and again and again. He said, "Look here, justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, not by works. You cannot redeem yourself. You cannot." Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. And in 28, "therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." Without the deeds of the law. Now we could ask, so all the laws of God, they are not important anymore? Oh yes. Verse 31, "Do we then make void the law through faith?" God forbid, Paul says. Yeah, we establish the law. As we have seen yesterday, once you've experienced, "I'm saved by grace through faith. I'm loved by God. I'm forgiven." Then you can start on a new level, starting out doing good works. So we do good works not to be saved, but because we are saved. And that's a huge difference. A huge difference. Being saved, then you are able for good works. Only then, when you have experienced forgiveness of your sins. Here we are.